No, actually, not Rashi. A Gemara, a Tosis, a Rosh, a Magen Avraham, a Knesset Gedola, a Kivah Eger, and then we'll see where it takes us from there. That's the Rosh Hashanah. So, like this, the Gemara says, Rabbi Yechanan, Om Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, I saw Rabbi Yechanan that ate a Kazayas Maliach, a salted olive, and then he broke it at Tchil of his soif. The Gemara deals with what bracha did he make? A salted olive. Why is it again that it's salted? That's again for a divin shmuz. It's kosher kumavushal. Let me get what we're talking about now. So we get to he ate an olive, and he made a bracha tchila b'soif. Tchila he made a bracha b'ripria eight lebasoif. After he ate it, what bracha did he make? The Gemara is divin stodim. Either it was a brain of fashas, or it was an alha peiris. And then the Gemara is a tmi on this. The Gemara says Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira, how could it be? Because Rabbi Yechanan L'Choyer didn't eat the pit of the olive. If he didn't eat the pit of the olive, then it's chaser in the shear. The shear kezayis means the shear of Izayas, the amount of an olive, the entire volume of the olive. So if you take out the pit, then it's chaser in the volume of the olive. And the memela, it's not a kezayis anymore. So if it's not a kezayis, how can it make a baruch achreina? And the Gemara says that that shear of an olive is a middle-sized olive. This was a big olive. The kid said, the Gemara comes out that he ate the shear of Isaiah in order to mechayev himself in a bracha akreinu. Again, everybody has the maisa klar. He had an olive that was salted, not sunigaya. He had an olive without the pit. The Gemara says, how can he make a bracha akreinu once you take out the pit of the olive and no longer has the shear? Clear from the Gemara to anybody who's learning it that without the shear of a kezayis, you don't make a bracha akreinu. Klar? Right. So now, Tosfos brings down the shita of the Ri. The Ri says that this that you need a shear, that's only going by a main sholish. If you make a bracha, that's main sholish. Dainu alef peiris, they make on an aleph. So then you have to be mechuyev in a main sholish. Has to be the shear, has to be shear kezayis. Less than a shear kezayis, there's no halacha to make a main sholish. However, the Ri says that is a halacha applicable. Specifically to main sholish, but for a brain of foshes, there's no halacha of a shear. Even on a mashu, you would make a brain of foshes because it is not a chosh of a bracha. Azoy zok the hilgiri in the Tosfos. Klar. Two shitas. Well, you'll say there's two shitas. That everybody l'chayr holds you have to have a shear to make an alamichya or a main sholish, like it says in the Gemara Mefurish. The shaila is, does that apply also to a brain of foshes? Or it's a brain of fush not had a shear, and you can say a brain of fush even then less than a kezayis. There's no mefurish or gemara either way, but that is the shita of the Ri, and the Rav of the Rishonim disagree with this point, that they all know even to make a brain of fush, you have to have a shear of a kezayis. Now, Vaita, the shita Sarosh. The Rosh on this gemara discusses the same Indian, but the Rosh introduces a whole new thing. And the Rosh has himself and self think whether or not you need to have a shir gezayis for a brain of fashis. Because l'maisa, the middle of Bein Sholosh is the Raisa maybe. If it's the Raisa, Shtein Pazal Chadu V'Salvada, there has to be a shir seviyah. So then it could be the shir seviyah is a gezayis. You can say shir by a gezayis. So Davka by Bein Sholosh is a din to have a shir of a gezayis. Bashein Kein Brain of fashis is not the Raisa. So it could be Brain of fashis even less than a shir. Which says maybe when they made the takana brain of fush, they made a doymet to a main sholish, and then it would be mechuv in a kezayis, and the Rosh is mesupik. The Rosh then brings the sheet of the Ri, but not the same way we just said over the sheet of the Ri, but he says the sheet of the Ri in a different way. The Rosh says like this, that the Ri's question, Kenira, according to the Rosh, was, if you eat something that is mechuv in a bracha main sholish, but you ate less than a shear, it could be then you chayv in a brain of fush. The Ri wasn't discussing stam a brain of fashas. That's pashat you have to make a brain of fashas on less than a shear. The chiddush of the Ri is, let's say if a person sits down and eats a brownie, and eats a half or a three-quarter size of a kezayis of a brownie. So you can't make a alamichya. Zav the Ri, the way the Rosh brings the Ri, is the Ri's mechadish, that in that case you make a brain of fashas. The Rosh disagrees with him. He says there's no such thing, because just because this min of a Michael doesn't have the shear to eat it, all of a sudden you make to make a main sholish, all of a sudden you're going to make a brain of fashas, it doesn't make any sense. But now again, we have two new shitas. One shita the Rosh brings inside himself, because he doesn't learn to read this way. The Rosh holds that to make him, he has two tzadim, and doesn't, it's not machri either way, at least in the simple reading of the Rosh, he's not machriya, that it could be Brein Nefashos needs a shear, or maybe it doesn't need a shear. Additionally, he brings the new sheet of the Ri, the how he learned the Ri, that the Ri holds that if you eat something that's mukhiv in a main shalosh, but you eat less than a kezayis, a new chiddush, you mukhiv to a Brein Nefashos, and the Rosh over there disagrees. That is the sheet of the Rosh. So now, we're going to introduce a new shayla. This is the shayla of the Knes Hagdol. The shayla is, as what we are discussing tonight, is, and it's going to be based on this Rosh and the Ri and the Gemara, if a person eats a half a kezayis of pomegranate and half a kezayis of an apple, so now you have, between the two of them, one half a kezayis plus half a kezayis is a full kezayis. So then, are you now mechuyev to make a bracha, mechuyev to make a brein nefashos, or not? Mitzad echad, a person would think that the half a kezayis of pomegranate is mechuyev in alav peiros. It's not mechuyev in a brein nefashos. The half a kezayis of an apple is a brein nefashos. So then you have one thing that's mechayev and alav peiros, a main sholish. One thing that is mechayev and brein nefashos. So two things, lechoy should not be metzurif. They should not be able to be joined. Should not be able to be joined together to make a kezayis sholim to mechayev and a brein nefashos. But we're going to see in a second that's not so simple. Says the Knesset HaGedolah that avadi would make a brein nefashos. Why? We have to hear the words of the Knesset HaGedolah very clearly to understand what it is that he holds, because it could be that's going to be in the biggest theorem of Avraham's based on how we learn this Knesset HaGedolah. He says like this, that b'etzem there's three sfeikas, a sfeik, sfeik, sfeika. Why? Because then if you're going to eat half, even if you forget about, number one, forget about the half kezayis of a pomegranate. If you had the half kezayis of the apple, you're mechuyev in a brein nefashos anyway, according to the that side of the Rosh, that brein nefashos doesn't need a shear. So number one, you can say the halacha is like that shita, that even less than a kezayis, you have to make a brein nefashos. Number one. Even if we're going to say that that's not the halacha could be like the Rosh's Ri, which would therefore say, on the half of kezayis of the pomegranate, you'd be mechuyev to make a brein nefashos because it's pachas v'kashira of a main shalish. So Mabela then would be, you have to make on it a brein nefashos. And then, even if you don't know like that, this is another tzad. And this is the ikar tzad of the Knesset HaGedolah, is that the ikar chiddush, is it this that the Rosh said, that since, that you don't make a bracha, on a main shalish, you don't make a main shalish, you don't make a brein nefashos, on something that would have been mechuyev in a main shalish, if it's pachas v'kashir, that's avada only if it is pachas v'kashir. But if say yourself, you consumed one kezayis of food, then you mechuyev to make a brein nefashos. Aye, the half of kezayis of pomegranate is not mechayev brein nefashos, it's mechayev you in a alav peiros. So the words of the Knesset HaGedolah is that brein nefashos shaykh to everything. Kenira, the kavana of the Knesset HaGedolah is just like shehako, you can be yezib in the evit on any food that you eat. So to the same way that if you would make a brein nefashos on some of those mechuyev in a alav peiros or alav echia, you'd be yetzib in the Evan also. And clearly that's what Rabbi Akiva Egel learned, the Sheet of Knesset HaGedolah, that since you'd be yetzib in the Evan, the brain of Fashas, on a pomegranate, so Mamela, the half a pomegranate, half a kezayis pomegranate, half a kezayis of an apple, so since the apples, there's a tier of a kezayis by both, and you'd be yetzib in the Evan with the brain of Fashas on the pomegranate anyway, so Mamela, you're going to be mechuyev in this also. As I said, three tzad. Either pshat is because we hold like the Vershita that half a kezai any shear is chayv in a brein nefashos anyway. Number two could be over in this case nach the Ri that since you had a half a kezai of a brand and you can't make a brein or pomegranate and I'm a chayv in a main sholosh, therefore you have to make a brein nefashos. And the third sheet, according to the Rosh, the Chayra, since we're saying be'etzim at the Evid with a brein nefashos on anything, so then you have a full kezai over here and about to make a brein nefashos. As I zok the Knesset HaGedolah, and this is brought la halacha by the Magen Avraham and the Mishnah Berurah as being halacha le maisa.
If you make a halait, if you made a brein nefashos, can you make a halait afterward?
It seems like if you be yetzib with the other, then you can't make another bracha. That's l'chayr. Right? If you made the bracha and you're yetzib, then you can't make another bracha. What is that? So now you're going to see here a fascinating Magen Avraham. We'll introduce. Remember this. Hadkan, hold here, and then you'll see introduction of another shayla, and that's going to be, then everything's going to break loose, like this. Let's say if a person sits down, he goes to eat a piece of fruit, and he's busy thinking and learning, he's handling the sugya, whatever it is, or he's thinking, I don't know, whatever it is, he's tifran in Zimra Torah, and then he finishes eating, he ate a kazayas, but he does not know a kazayas of what, he doesn't know. He ate a kazayas of a fruit, he doesn't know what fruit he just ate. And the Rebbe, since not there, he can't ask, he doesn't know what he did. So Kobe is main sholish, could be it wasn't, and now he's like, oh man, what am I going to do now? He has no other fruit in the house in order to go and be eating a different way, so he's stuck. What do you do? So what do you do in that situation? That ends up being a machlokes in the Levush on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings the sheet of the Levush that he says, you know what you'll do is just make a brain of fascists and then you go home perfectly fine. So, because, whatever, I don't go into the details. You just make a brain of fascists and you're good to go. Because either way you'll be yetzer with the brain of fascists, even if it was a pomegranate or a date or whatever it is, you'll be yetzer with the brain of fascists, you're good to go. Zokta Magen Avraham, that's better to make al ha'etz on it. Magen Avraham says, if you make al ha'etz on an apple, you'll be yetzer with the heaven. But if you make a, if on the tzad that it was a pomegranate, and you make a brain of fascists, Zokta Magen Avraham, it's a bracha levatol. Magen Avraham holds, kinyira, klap, that a brain of fascists on some that's mechuv in a main sholish is not yetzer even with the heaven, it's ma'amash a bracha levatol. So the Magen Avraham, it's better not to make a bracha achreina rather than to make a bracha levatola, and that's how the Magen Avraham ends. Now, Rabbi Kveger has a very big problem with this. Because on one side, the Magen Avraham passes like the Knesset HaGedolah. And the Knesset HaGedolah holds if you have a half a kezias of a pomegranate, half a kezias of an apple, you make a brain of fascist on it. Why? Because to be yetze on the half kezias of the pomegranate, the brain of fascists anyway. So yeah, Shalma Yisrael, you'll be yetzer the brain of fascists anyway, be the Evet. So now you make a brain of fascists. But Mitzad Sheni, Fakhtar Mishmeger, the Magen Avraham also paskins, that you can't make a brain of fascists on the suffix fruit that you ate. It was a Vadei Shir, but you don't know what you ate. You can't make a brain of fascists, Zag the Magen Avraham, to Brachal Vatal. So Mitzad Echad, you see that the brain of fascists could be yetzer with the Evet on the Shem Samini. And then he had the Magen Avraham right after and say, you cannot be yetzer the brain of fascists on the Shem Zaminim, Ad Kedei Kach, Ubi Ebrachal Vatol. And that is the stira that Rav Kiveyer brings between these two Piskei Halacha of the Magen Avraham. Is anybody have any idea what I'm talking about? Some people? Okay, fine. It's good enough for me. So let's do the two sheets of Magen Avraham and the Tumiyah of Rav Kiveyer. So today I was speaking to a couple of Chevra, so I threw the Shaila out to them. What is the difference? What tak is the word? How do we understand Magen Avraham? Why is it that a half a kezias of a pomegranate, half a kezias of an apple, be mitzurif, they'll be joined together to make a brain of fascists? Because in Lashon of the Knesset HaGedolah, because the brain of fascists is shayach also to a pomegranate, yet on the tzad, and the other psak is that if you eat a full fruit, definitely a kezias, you don't know what it is, all of a sudden, a brain of fascist is not going to work. It's going to be a bracha levatol. What is the chilek if it's a tziruf of two chatzi kezizim? Or if it is a full kezias, you just don't know what it is. Why would the brain of fascist, one brain of fascist be a bracha levatol, one brain of fascist would be perfectly fine to make? Anybody have any ideas? I need to waste another 3 minutes. Anybody? No, just kidding. So if anybody knows, it's a tzarech in Godel, and he blibes, the Rukim Eger blibes Shver. So I saw for the tshuvas, Erlitzian, from Betzin Abba Shaul, he says something over there. I don't think exactly what he's saying, but from there I got, it's like, you know, they have based on a true story. This is based on a true story. That he set up chat over there, I'm not sure exactly what he means, but based on what he said over there, I'm going to make up something else, which is not what he says. Like this. Or maybe it is what he says, based on a true story. So like this. That, how do we understand, we can make hachakir. He doesn't say that, but we can make a chakir. That this that you can't make a brain of fascist, let's say that sad, you can't make a brain of fascist on something of the Shiva Samina. On that sad, the making a brain of fascist on a kezias of pomegranates is a bracha levatol. Why is it a bracha levatol? What was mafkia, the Shiva Saminim, from the din brain of fascist? L'chay, you can understand in two different ways. The min itself, the species of food that this thing is not shaykh brain of fascists on it. Or the pshat is that the etzem brain of fascists shaykh to every food. Just when there's a chiv of main shalosh, So now that food, that kizai, is now mufka from the din brain of fashas. Meaning, it calls on he ate one pomegranate seed, and then another, and another, and then however many after the kizayas. Until you get to the last pomegranate seed you need to make it, it's all shy to a brain of fashas. Just once he had a kizayas of something that's from the Shivas Aminim, now once it's a chiv to make alamechia or mein shalish, then brain of fashas becomes totally not shy to it anymore. The chiv to make the brain of fashas, the chiv to make the mein shalish is good for the things of afkia the pri from brain of fashas. But until then, it was totally shy to brain of fashas. It wasn't the pshat that this sort pri, this type of fruit, is not shy to brain of fashas. But every fruit in the whole world is shaykh b'ein nefashas. Just once is a chiv to make on it a b'ein shalish, so now b'ein nefashas is not again anymore. The last committed to two sides of the tzad of the chikir would be that could you be mitzayef? If you're going to hold the best of b'ein nefashas shaykh to this food, kozman there's no chiv to make a b'ein shalish, so then it could be it's mitzayef to another chatzi kazayas, because b'ez mitzayef b'ein nefashas. So, but once it's a chiv to make an main sholish, then not anymore. So, therefore, it comes out the Magen Avraham L'chir makes total sense. Then it goes to the Knesset Gedolah that a brain of fashas is shaykh to every fruit. Mamela, half a gezayis of a pomegranate, half a gezayis of an apple together, to make a brain of fashas on it. At least with the evidence, it works. But she'en ken, if you had a full gezayis of a fruit, so now on one side, you're mechuyiv in a main sholish. And on that side, the mechuyiv in a main sholish, it's a mufka, brain of fashas can't work even with the evidence. There it's going to be brachal vatala. And the tzad, that it was yabrin afash, that would be great, but you can't take the risk of a brachal vatala in order to go ahead and be a to the bracha that you're not mechuyiv. Because the chshash of brachal vatala is worse than not making a bracha achreina. So just a quick chazara, get a klar lahalocha. If a person sits down and he's going to eat some fruits, and he's eating a fruit salad, and this is not a fruit salad, don't get confused. He has a plate of pomegranate and a plate of apples. And he has a half a kazayas or something less than a kazayas of a pomegranate. And he has, with the two of them, and then has an apple. And together it's going to be a kazayas. So since a brain of fashas will be shaykh even on the pomegranate, b'dievin, so that a person would, yes, make a brain of fashas. And if a person is going to eat a full fruit, that he's eating full fruit, he better know what fruit he's eating. But sad that he doesn't, so then, la halacha l'maisa, zok to Magen Avraham, they would not make any bracha whatsoever, not even a brain of fashas, because that would be a bracha l'vatola, and the tzad that it was actually pomegranates, it wouldn't be yitzi. Yishar koyach, and enjoy your fruits.